It's 27 minutes after 6 and you're still listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. The Davis Tax Committee last week published their final reports, including one on wealth taxes. It didn't recommend the introduction of a wealth tax, saying that more work was needed to ensure that a recurrent net wealth tax is well designed to at least generate more revenue than the costs of administering it. I spoke to Corinne van der Merwe, who's the MD at the Sovereign Trust SA, around the wealth tax issue.
During July 2013, the Davis Committee was put together and appointed by the Minister of Finance, specifically to prepare reports and feedback for the Minister to look at how to increase the level of taxes that they can collect in the most fair and reasonable way.
And when you look at a wealth tax, I mean, from your opinion, what would be the implications of a wealth tax at this point, if any?
Well, can I just explain the definition of wealth tax in this context? To make it clear for our listeners, we're not referring to estate duty or donations tax or any transfer duties. The wealth tax they are referring to in this particular instance is where you take a percentage of net wealth of a person and you collect a certain percentage of tax of his net wealth. I think the impact would be that you would really chase away quite a lot of the more wealthy people in South Africa. And what you really want to do, I think, to get this right, is you first want to create that certainty that whatever taxes are collected in the form of a wealth tax will actually be invested in the best interest of the country. And before you can really ascertain that, and you can bring that perception among the 10% of wealthiest people here in South Africa, I think you are running quite a big risk of chasing away the wealthy people in South Africa by introducing a wealth tax at this point in time.
And the wealth taxes that we have right now, say, for instance, the estate duty, intonations tax, etc., what proportion of total taxes do they contribute to the country?
I mean, it's really a very small percentage. It's less than 1.5%. If you look at the 2016-2017 year, I don't have the latest figures for the 2017-2018 year with me, but it is really a very, very small portion of the taxes that we collect in general. I think the big difference will come in with regards to the increase in VAT that we've seen, and we'll obviously only see the results at the end of next year.
From your perhaps knowledge, are you able to tell us of countries that have introduced a wealth tax and it worked out and it was implemented correctly?
I know in the UK they do also have a wealth tax. They take a slightly different approach in the UK, of course. They look through international trusts that can't have, and there's an introduction of up to 6% of whatever a UK tax domicile and tax resident person holds through offshore trust. Whether that is successful or not, it's difficult for me to comment on. What I do know is that the UK also has their own problems, and there's also a deficit in tax. So, I'm unfortunately not really able to comment on that. My knowledge to that is just limited.
Right. And in the interim, they say that they'll be increasing the estate duty collections tax. Would that make any material dent at this point?
I think it might make a difference. But also, if you consider the percentage, it is really tiny if you consider the estate duty percentage when collected. It's only once the estate is valued more than 30 million that the estate duty rate increases from 20% to 25%, and obviously a person first needs to pass away, who then will kick in. So yes, it will make a difference, but in my opinion, it will make a tiny difference.
For the wealth tax to work out, I mean, how do you envision it being designed and implemented in order for it to, perhaps yield more than it cost to implement?
Yes, I think definitely more research needs to be done with regards to that. And even the committee, after spending years at looking at how one can do this most efficiently, they weren't really able to come up with a solution. And therefore, I mean, I haven't really looked at this in much depth, so it's difficult, again, for me to comment on that. But they definitely need to have systems in place to ensure that whatever taxes they collect in terms of a wealth tax is going to be significantly more than the cost to administer it. I think there are different ways of introducing a wealth tax, not necessarily in the form of a percentage of a person's overall wealth, but by looking at things like estate duty, donations tax, capital gains tax, or transfer duties. Maybe look at rather using the systems that they do have in place and the taxes that you're already familiar with, and making change to that rather than introducing a wealth tax in the form of a percentage of a person's overall wealth.
That's Corien van der Merwe, who's the MD at Sovereign Trust SA.